The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
NATO meetings have been ongoing, as we know. Joe Biden trying to put his best foot forward there, watching the England match last night with Keir Starmer. Not sure that did much for him. Scott Lucas, professor and political analyst with the Clinton Institute, University College Dublin. He's coming under increasing pressure, Scott. And when you think about it, he's also losing Hollywood to a certain degree.
Well, when you say Hollywood, I guess you're talking about that fellow named George Clooney. And when you talk about
Beast and Hot,
all your Democratic when you talk about your Democratic strategist and your politicians and your activist, George Clooney probably has bigger name profile than any of them. So he wrote in the New York Times in that closing line of an opinion editorial piece, "Joe Biden, you've been a hero. You saved democracy in 2020. Now we need you to save democracy in 2024. In other words, by standing aside, because the cold reality, and it's not just Clooney, but other Democrats who are putting this now, is either Joe Biden sticks this out all the way to November, despite being his being frail. Either he stands aside now or he opens the door to Donald Trump, an autocrat, a convicted felon, a sex offender and a fraudster, a coup plotter, stepping into the White House legally next January.
I mean, the pressure has never been bigger. And interestingly, Nancy Pelosi, she didn't kind of come out straight and say it, but there was a lot of hesitation.
Well, she signaled it. I mean, because the media picked up on it, that without saying directly, "Joe, go now," she said, "We need a resolution on this." And remember, Nancy Pelosi a couple weeks ago opened the door to this when she said, quite rightly, that, you know, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump should be taking cognitive ability tests. Because what Pelosi pointed out is that one of the problems, if Biden stays in this race, is that it completely takes all the attention away from Trump and his own issues. I mean, forget all the issues I just talked about in terms of his criminal behavior, in terms of the question about his character. Donald Trump took a cognitive ability test when he was in office as president at the end of 2018. He has serious issues in terms of his own recollections, let alone his propensity to tell the truth. But as long as Joe Biden is standing, the media are going to focus on only one of the two candidates who are trying to become president in November.
Yeah, and I think that, as we mentioned yesterday, it's effectively given Trump a pass right now, because the only discussion is whether or not Joe Biden is or should run in the November election. Everyone's ignoring Trump and the threat that he would pose to the democracy of the United States. Democrats are going to have to find their voice here, though, Scott, because if they don't and Biden loses, well, I mean, I'm not sure where they go next.
I mean, you have to remember, or at least Jonathan, or at least I have to remember, that this isn't just a question about the presidential races in November. Both houses of Congress are on a knife edge in terms of who controls. And of course, if Trump does become president, it's even more vital that the Democrats have a majority in at least one of those two houses to limit the damage he could cause. And there's a worry that if Biden continues till November, he'll be a drag on what we call those down ballot races. The Democrats do not have the luxury of time. They have to act sooner rather than later. They have to do that because you need to establish the replacement candidate, whether it's Vice President Kamala Harris or someone else. You need to establish his or her character, profile, stance on the issues, and perhaps most importantly, the ability of that candidate to knock down the lies that Donald Trump tells on a daily basis.
The other thing that I find fascinating, and I referenced it the other day, is that we're all talking about Joe Biden's ability to run in November. He's running for office for a four-year term. And if people don't have confidence in his abilities, and he has been diminished by age, and that's not ageist, it's obvious. He has been diminished by age. And what condition will he be in towards the end of that term? It's almost inhumane to think that we are putting somebody who has questions over their ability and forcing them into doing a job, a very high-pressure job, the most high-pressure job in the world for the next 4 years. Is anyone in the States talking about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's implicit in what the Democrats are saying to Biden privately, even if only a few of them are saying to publicly at this point. You know, and again, I just refer you to not only what George Clooney said, but what a series of other activists and a series of other, you know, basically, whether you're talking about educators, healthcare professionals, people who have worked in foreign policy have said, and that is, you can be very proud of what you have done, President Biden. You've had the most significant administration in terms of domestic legislation since the 1960s. You know, that administration got us out of coronavirus. It passed infrastructure bill. It passed bills for the green economy. It's made the biggest investment probably in the economic restructuring of the United States in 50, 60 years. But you've got another grinding 4 years ahead of you. And that takes its toll. It even took its toll on Barack Obama, who was in his 40s and who was extremely healthy. So, yeah, I fully agree with all of this. But, of course, the sticking point still is that Joe Biden's a very proud man. He doesn't want to step aside. He had said he was going to be a one-term president and then changed his mind. And he's being stubborn. And I think the Democrats cannot make this look like an overthrow. So it has to look like Biden is leaving of his own accord. And that's where we are kind of stuck, I think, at least for the next few days. I do think personally this will be resolved by next week.
No, and of course, there will be another debate, and it might go a bit better. But when we have seen Biden, we heard that the interview he gave to radio, pre-approved questions went across, and you're kind of sitting there going, that's not good enough, really. When he does perform, it's off autocue. And even when he's doing that, the old classic Joe Biden comes through of mumbling and slurring and all the kind of stuff that he's always done, but is now in very, very sharp focus. I mean, do we have to have another debate before Joe Biden decides not to run? Does he really have to, as we would say in this country, make another show of himself before he makes a decision?
I mean, look, if there's a debate in September, which includes Joe Biden, the door has been opened to the White House for Donald Trump. And again, that's not a slight on Biden. That's not a slight in terms of, I think, what has been a vital administration above all else in protecting democracy. But it's just recognizing that even if Biden and can do the job on a day-to-day basis in terms of leading an administration, I mean, that's different from being on the campaign trail. The actual demands of the next few months, you know, Donald Trump, for all his lying, all his deceptions, all his criminal behavior, he always exudes confidence. And if Joe Biden goes into that debate in September with Donald Trump will walk all over him. He'll bully him. He'll humiliate him. But again, I'm just saying what everybody knows in terms of the Democratic Party, even if they're not publicly coming out and saying it. The question becomes, can you reset this for a different person to take on Trump in September? And I believe you can. Kamala Harris runs neck and neck with Trump in the polls already. Give her time to establish herself, establish where she is on the policies, on issues like women's rights, climate change, the economy, healthcare, foreign policy. She's definitely going to give Trump a good fight. There are others who could do so as well, like Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan. But the Democrats have to move now. They have to move within the next 2 weeks, and certainly before their convention next month.
Scott Lucas, pleasure as always. Thank you very much for joining us, Scott.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.